the sugya. Made a depth. See how this is not. Kufam at base. Last two lines. Also, b'nei Adam shekishu b'beis haknesses. Amar Avi deyayin lo yatzu yudei kiddush yatzu. Shmuel Amar Avi deyayin kiddush lo yatzu. Why not? The Gemara Shmuel says, ain't kiddush ela b'malkam suda. That's what it says. It says Tosfos. Yudei kiddush yatzu. Passed like Shmuel, fine. I'm encouraged with the sixth line. Shadat olechel b'malkam acher, yochel lahotzi es ha'ochlim sham. So did who have a malkam suda? That's no problem for them. It's malkam suda. Good. But if there are no orchim in shul, it's bracha levatala. Why the kavel in kishmuel? A kiddush alav b'malkam suda. Tosfos calls it a bracha levatala. That's a pretty strong phrase. Now here's the ve'en loma. Ve'en loma b'mekadosh kan al das shirot zalechel b'malkam achem modes Shmuel the yesh kiddush means yesh kiddush that the kiddush works. V'ho de pligi b'stama. They were only arguing b'stama, but if I have in mind to go somewhere else and eat there, it works even according to Shmuel. Can't be. Why can't it be? But the parakul is Shmuel lamele the kedushin bebek nishta. The Gemara is not kuf aleph from an aleph. According to Shmuel, why should the third line lamele the kedushin bebek nishta? What do you mean lamele kedushin bebek nishta? What do you mean to be mold to everybody who wants to go, who has intention to go home and eat home? So why didn't Gemara give that answer? Gemara give a shveri answer. Lafuki orochim bedei chavos nochle v'shana subegana bebek nishta. Tosfos was wondering you can't eat in shul. Da 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 da. Just say it. To be mold to the entire city. Whoever hears Kiddush in Shul as a mighty at home would be Yotzei. So you see clear that it's not true. Black and white, it's not true. Umiyu, mimokom lemokom bebayis echot, kagon, meigro la'ara, from the roof to the ground floor. Nira de modish Shmuel, im kiddush beigro kadelechol ba'ara, the choshev kiddush bemokom sud. How do you like that? How do you like that? That if you have a combination of factors, number one, it's within the same house, just from the roof to the first floor, and number two, had a mind to go up or down, it works. How do you know? The chemucha b'Yerushalmi, the kol Rabbi Yaakov b'shem Shmuel kiddush b'bayis eved nimechlechol b'bayis acher to all the kaddish. If I hear him from one house to another house, and you just left and picked up and went, no good. Avachah b'shem Rav Oshiyomar Rav. Misha sukoso arevolov mekadosh lo yontav achron bebeso, because you can't make kiddush in shul shmini atzer in the house in the sukkah shmini atzer. So it's a question of Baal Tosef. So you make kiddush in the house. Ve'olev ve'ochel besukoso, and you want it's pleasant outside, so you go up and to the roof and you eat in the sukkah. Amar Rabun v'lo pligi, ma'idi Amar Rab v'shlo hoya bedayt alechol bebeis bebayis shekiddush, ma'idi Amar Shmuel. They all agree it works. What do you see? That according to Shmuel, if you have a das to go from the roof to the from the first floor to the roof, it's good. Fine. That's for sure no good. Even if it's nimlach lechol in the same house, it would be good if you change your mind. If you had a mind from the beginning, it would be good. If you see Yashem, Shalom Yachla, Kirushalmi, Mashash, Shalonu, Tamidi Chachamim, Marv, Mishalom, Olam, No Machlokos, Babi, Nimishalmi. What does that mean? The Babli is clear that Das does not help. Yishalmi is clear that Das does help. They're both right. You're right. You're right. They're also right. How can that be? Depends where you are. If you're in the same house, and you have in mind from place to place, it does work. That's the Yerushalmi. If you're in a different house, it doesn't work. That's the Bavli. You're going from shul to your house, which is down the block. This is Tosfos sheet. Everyone understand what I'm saying so far? Who doesn't get it? Tosfos is very, very important because we have it to pass the Tosfos in the Shulchan Aruch. It's very important. And by the way, as we say repeatedly today and tomorrow, the inyanim of Kiddush Makom Suda relate also to what's called Shinui Makom. We started speaking about a little bit yesterday. If you move from place to place, you have to make a new bracha. But it's, since we pass like Tosis, and the two are identical, according to Tosis anyway, we spoke about it yesterday, not because it is identical, but if it is identical, it's a psak of the Rosh Hashanah and Ramah, the same thing should be true. If you're in one room to another room in your own house, and you have in mind to go from place to place, you don't need a new bracha. If you don't have in mind, you do need a new bracha. If you go from place to outside the house, even if you have in mind, doesn't help any. Hadka, right? So this is relevant not only for Kiddush, it's also relevant to the Chashin Makom according to what the accepted psak. Anyway, so far with me, everyone so far? Good? So far, so good. Of course, the question becomes, we had this question, it doesn't make any sense. 0 + 0 = 0. If we say like this, das to go from here to cross the street, doesn't help. If I'm in this building, but I don't have in mind, it also doesn't help. I put the two together. It's in this building and I have in mind, then it does help. It requires an explanation. As a matter of fact, the Ran rejects Tosfos for precisely this reason. Let's turn one more time to the Ran. One more time. Please turn. We saw this Ran yesterday. Here's the Ran. Ran starts with the word sover. It's on page Nun Ches in my print. The end, right before Vishamina. V'ikaman diyama, he quotes Tosis. T'chid me b'Yerushalmi, d'heichad ho'y v'data v'tchil l'lechol b'mokom ha'cham ha'ni mili v'bayis ha'sukah. D'avle kemi ara l'igra, v'pina l'pina, lo havi shini kule ha'ay. V'chimashu v'gemorah d'ilan lo ma'ani, ha'nid ba'as ha'bayis. That's Tosis. V'lo ne'ira, d'kev v'andalinin kiddush d'inei v'pina l'pina kemi ba'as l'bayis, lekel l'flugi b'nayu. Well, what's going on? Doesn't make any sense. Make up your mind. What kind of combination is this? This is the Ran's question. Everyone understand what's going on? Let me explain to what I think Pshat Machlokas is. I think it's a deep Machlokas over here. I think it's a very big yourself. Rabosai, the Ran holds, that's his girsa. That with respect to Kiddush B'Makom Suda, even Mipina Lapina is no good. You take a look on the in this edition, page Nun Ches, column 2, line 1. Av Mipina Lapina, Bosabayis, is no good. Frek the Ran, what's derived from Igra Liara? Ara Liigra, that's, you're going from the floor to the roof. Pina Lapina means from where the clock is to where I'm sitting. That's Pina Lapina. So it's no, it doesn't prove anything. Says the Haile Garan. You can't prove it. Because even if it's in the same house, if you're going from the floor to the roof, it's no good. Has to be the place where you're eating. Nowhere else. So what's pshat, Rav Osai? Forgive me for this yeshiva shechakira. What's pshat in Kiddush B'Makom Suda? Is the pshat, not the one we're going to get to later on, that everyone's wondering about, is going to be then in Kiddush or then in Suda. That's the main chakira in the Suda. Before we get to that, a simple thing. Is the pshat that it's Kiddush B'Makom Suda in a positive sense, has to be B'Makom Suda? Or no? The chesaron is, if you change places, then you knocked out the link between the two of them. Is it to establish a link, or just knocking out a link? It sounds like it's a bunch of words. Let me explain what I'm really driving it over here. According to the Ran, it's clear as day that you need b'makom suda proper. Even if I go from here to there, right here, from here to the clock, would already be no good. Why? Because it has to have kiddush in the suda. And the Ran explains that Suda is only, people eat bread in one place. That's the nature of people. They plunk themselves down. Not today's world. Today's world, people are like, I'm not going to go into that right now. But in the olden days, you sat at a mahogany table, oak table, you sat there with the family, you read about in your Victorian era books, etc. Yeah, that's how it was. You sat at a table, and that was it. There was a kvius. So you need that kvius. So the same way it's no good if I pick myself and go to the roof. If I go to the clock and then in the back of the room, it's also no good. That's what the Ran is saying. You need kiddush b'makom sudah, very meduyuk, in a positive sense. The mela, if that's the case, what's the difference if I'm going from here to the next room, or I'm here or from here to the next block? They both share exactly the same shortcoming. Namely, it's not this place. You need this place b'chiyuv, positively. So if it's not this place, it's irrelevant to me how far off it is. That's the Ran sheet. So therefore he rejects the Tosa out of hand. So once it didn't qualify to be this place, who cares how far off the base it is? But Tosa disagrees. And again, according to the Ran, there's no automatic equation between what and what? Kiddush Malkum Suda and what? And Shini Malkum and Hilchos Brochus. They're different. That's the next Ran. Av mipina lepina lo, afal gas to run on page nun tes, right? In our edition, or chof the maskal avo, afal gab to liel gabe ein kiddush lemakom suda, maskina the afil mipina lepina is a problem, and if I hear by shinu makom it's not a problem, high no timer, should the kviya suda lahavi alav makom suda mamish, shein derech meradam lekva makom suda besoch kol abayis, I gabe shtias yayin in general on a Tuesday, let's say on a Wednesday, today's Wednesday. Ain't other miyachin makom miyuchad b'beis shtiyoso. Yeah. Truth to tell, I have to be honest with you. One might have said that this is a fundamental distinction between kiddush makom suda on the one hand and shini makom on the other hand. That's not what the Ran said. One could have said that. One would have maybe hoped someone did say that. Maybe someone in fact does. But the Ran himself is not, because the Ran in the next line says. It's not a din miyuchad only in kiddush makom suda, which way I would have liked to have it. It applies even by shini makom, but only when we're involving bread. Now, when it comes to bread, if you're looking to be funny, because you don't know when in school, when it comes to bread, we have with the paskin, there's never a problem with shini makom. That's Rav Chista. But there's a Rav Sheshes, we're not going to the sugya. Rav Sheshes says that the shini makom applies even to bread. Tana mechaba paskin. Sfarim probably hold that way. We Ashkenazim were taught like Rav Chista, not that way. But it's irrelevant. Rav Sheshes is a shita. It's la'locha, not la'locha. You would say a stricter definition of how you define the makom with respect to shini makom as well, according to the Ran. That's not muchruch where I'm coming from, my logic. But it's okay. It's not a steer to what I'm saying. If you're having bread, then we define makom in the positive sense. It has to be this place. So this place is this place. It's not this place, I don't care. Yeah. What's the difference how far off it is? It's not this place. The Ran cannot accept Tosis. But Tosis holds not that way. Tosis holds throughout that Shini Makom and Kiddush Makom Suda have the same aloha based on this Girsa. Whatever the Girsa is for one, it's for the other. And if a Tosis paskins with respect to Kiddush Makom Suda, the same as Pina Lapina, is no problem in Shini Makom. No problem Kiddush Makom Suda either. I can make Kiddush here and I'm just going to have my challah there. No problem Shemola. No problem. That's the psak. Oh. So if that's the case, what's the problem Makom Suda? The answer is as follows. According to Tosis, it's not you have to eat at the same table. The pshat is, if that's the connection to Shini Makom. If you change your place, you are mevatel the link between Kiddush and Suda. You follow me? According to the Ran, the emphasis is on establishing the link. It has to be the same place. Once it's off, doesn't matter how far off it is. According to the Tosas, no. Kiddush and Suda they're allied with each other. They're much more liberal. If you actually break the connection, you break the link, then you broke it. So it's no good. That being the case, it makes sense to distinguish to how big the break was. A big break, a small break. If it's a big break, it's so big, I go from Kiddush here and I go down the block to have my Suda. That's it. That's a fatal flaw. Nothing to do about it. But if it's a small break, he's going across the hall, right? So then, going to the roof. So then, it's a smaller break. So we can say it's a smaller break, and it can be repaired by having das mitchila lekach. That's my, I'm telling you pshat, that there's a connection between all these svaras found in Tosfos and found in the Ran in this sugya lefi ani azdait. Again, what I'm saying is not necessarily mukhra, but I'm suggesting it. Okay. Now, we understand very well that the Ran understood the Gemara's Raya to be b'derech ha-svara. The Ran we saw before, Nun Ches at the top of column 2. There's no Raya, because one's Pina Lepina and one is Mecheder Lecheder, we'll call it from the roof to the. Okay, but they're both the same. They're both the, it's almost not the same place. I don't care how far off it is. That's the Ran svara. But Tosis doesn't buy this. So if a Tosis says it cannot hold that Pina Lepina, they have a different girsa. Pina Lepina is no problem. Even my Kiddush Malkum Suda. Fine. Interesting. Somebody asked me this question yesterday. A good question. Excellent question. Why are we comparing the one room near another room and a room and a roof? If it's just two rooms, they're under the same roof. And that's why they're considered to be in really infected one house. But once talking about the first floor room and the roof has no roof on top of the roof, they don't have covered roofs, which is open under the sky, they're not under the same roof. That should be worse. If you find in the post, and they seem to always equate a change from one room to another with a change from the first floor to the roof. You asked me that question yesterday, right? It's a good question. It's an excellent question. And maybe rethink the whole concept that we really, this idea of under one roof, which is a phrase which is found in many places, may not be so, in fact, so precise. May not be so precise. What really depends upon is it one house or not one house. How do you define a house? A house is living quarters. That's what it is. Where do you live? Where you live? That's a house. Typically, a house and a roof in those days, so the roof was an extension of the house. And that was considered to be part of the same house, even though there was no roof. So that's why it's the same as if we have two rooms which are adjoining, even though they're under the same roof. But this, of course, leads to interesting, fascinating conclusions, Rabbi Osai. What'll happen if I have a yard? We don't use our roofs too much. The old days, they have that. Osa sukkos al agag. They always make the sukkah on the roof. You read the... Who makes a sukkah? Who makes a sukkah on the roof? Where is the sukkah? The backyard, right? That's where it's always. So what about a backyard? Should it also be part of the house? What do you think? What would you say, Ms. Svar, according to this? Till today, we thought, no. It's not under the same roof. It's not even on the same roof. It's 10 feet off. Seeing it is a whole different story. Stop for a second. Seeing it is a whole different story. That's a discussion that if you're able to see it, it's considered to be one and the same place. The Ran quotes that. That's the Ran again on Nun Ches, column 2, first narrow line, if you have this edition. Miu ikal leman damar dahani mili heichad lo chaz lei duchta de kodesh bei. Ava chaz lei duchta de kodesh bei lo tzorech. If you see it, so never underestimate the power of Riyah. That's what we're reading from Moshe Rabbeinu now, right? We just read on Shabbos, Vayar, he came, he saw Eretz Yisrael. And if you look in the Rashi, he saw it, and now's his last chance to see it. And Kimi Nega Tiras, Eretz Hashem Lo Sava, and he saw it. And the Chazal say it placed that his vision on it has implications for all generations. Yeah, so Ari is not like Moshe Rabbeinu's, but still, if you can see one to the other, it makes this an automatic connection between the Roa and the Nira. There's a connection, whether you want to call it metaphysical, hypothetical, halacha, whatever you want to pick it, but it makes a difference in halacha. Yes, sir.
I don't understand why the Riyah makes such a difference. I mean, you can see things so far away from your house. I mean, I can see two blocks away from my house. Does that mean if I eat there, sukkah, it's okay?
Yeah, according to this day, yes, if you can see it.
But I can't, there's some places like across the street I can't necessarily see from my backyard or from where I'm making Kiddush, but...
That's right, it could be 10 feet away and you can't see it, it could be 100 feet away and you can't see it. It's called to this day, seeing is believing. Yeah, sorry.
So, with this definition of bias, so, I mean, what about like a large building like the Gluck Center?
The Gluck Center!
Like,
Excellent question.
From the Reed's office to our Rebbe's office in the third floor.
That's right. That's what he's. What about that? So that's my Rebbe here is the state of Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, who was relying on large part of Shlomo Zalman, who was Rabbi Shokol Yisrael. So I'm going to read you a couple of highlights in the Perek on Kiddush Makom Suda, which is Perek Nun Dalet. A few highlights. It's very long. There's a few highlights. The first is Ha'ara Lamed Gimel. Ha'ara Lamed Gimel. V'hoya Nireh. Shema bayis v'machotzer v'masukah kol mukov geder kach shakol k'mo reshus achas t'chayagav na'vidume de mechedel lecheder. So look in Mishnah Berurah Siman Kuf Ayin Ches Sivkot Lamed Zayin as Nichol Shini Makom. The kol shemukov mechitzes choshed k'mo makom echad t'hayna mechedel lecheder b'dir achas. Look at that. He said your backyard is like a room, but there's no roof. Doesn't matter. The roof. Don't take the word roof seriously. It's your house. Your backyard. It's your extension of your house. That's what he writes over here. On the other hand, he writes in the Ora Chav Zayin. That is under the same roof. Shabbat from Rav Shlomo Zalman. If a cheder hasheni shayach l'ish acher, apartment houses. Rabbi Yosai, I live in an apartment house, so I want to go from my apartment out to my apartment to someone else's apartment. Whether it's on my floor, whether it's on the eighth floor, then I'll go up five flights and say, look, it's under the same roof, yeah? No. Kibayis acher. It's nothing. It's bayis acher. It's not my house. So you see, in both directions, the Shemir Shabbos is saying, don't go with the roof, go with what's considered to be your home. That's what he says. And he goes even further than that. That's where it gets a little bit problematic. This is in Ha'ara Chaf Alf. Umistaber de midira ledira acheres derech cheder madregos v'shutav l'chol adayorim afim shtei adiras hen shalo ein zanech shav tachas gagaychot. Whoa. So a person has two apartments, right? One's on the eighth floor, and one's on the sixth floor. I know that some people have numerous apartments in certain buildings. Also some of people that know about that. Many apartments in the same building. And some people, even like me, I have more than one. And yeah, I have more than one. So, and they're not connected. So what's it then? So here, he's quoting, he's suggesting, no good. You have to go, you pass through what? A cheder derech cheret cheder madregos meshutav l'chol adayor. So if I'm on, let's say I have one on the fourth floor, one on the fifth floor, I have to go through the stairway. The stairwell is, everybody uses the stairwell. All 150 tenants use the stairwell, right? So therefore, it's considered, it's not ratzuf, it's not contiguous, and therefore it's considered to be mibayis lebayis. That's what he says. Now, I'm gonna make two comments over here. One, on this first idea of a insisting that the yard have a fence around it. I looked at that Mishnah Berurah there in Kuf Ayin Ches of Kot Lamed Zayin and the Sharat Tiel Lamed. You can look it up. I don't have time to read it, the whole thing right now. There are those who say you don't even need mechitzas. Many of you, Rabbi Yosai, by show of hands, who has mechitzas surrounding your backyard? Really? Most people do. So that would be a question. That's it. Most of the yard, all the yard, is it dependent on Hilchos Erevin? You know, is it 10 amah gap? And how you define all these things. But I thought most people didn't have your fence around their yards. I guess I'm mistaken. No? I don't know. So walk around the river, does people just have no fences in their yards? I say things I'm not looking carefully enough. Whatever it may be. But according to one opinion, it shouldn't matter. It's still your yard. And logically, what do you need a fence for? It's your yard. You use it. So I'm just a little bit... That's comment number one. Comment number two. I'm asking the following shaila. Rabbi said, who in this room, if anyone... Now this is a... Baruch Hashem, people come from... They can afford the tuition in this place. They probably... The answer is no to this question. Who lives in a two-family house? That's what I thought. Nobody. Baruch Hashem, you all afford one family house. But you know, when we grew up, it was a very common thing in New York, very common, two-family house. I'm embarrassed that even to talk about it in the presence of such privileged youth, Baruch Hashem. But two-family houses are very common. You walk into many places in some of the most illustrious neighborhoods, we'll call them Flatbush Borough Park, and things like that. Every neighborhood is Kurdish, but anyway. So there are two-family houses galore. They're routinely two-family, and they share a backyard. So what are you going to tell me? That's no good? That's not considered, if I go into the backyard in that kind of case, it's going to be no good because there's another family there? I don't think so. My sense is, it's my house, it's my yard, and I'm sharing the yard with my one other tenant, landlord. So it usually works. Usually not that partner. Usually one of the tenants, one of the landlord. So we're living in this thing together. Yes?
See, don't they, like have a drunk group, they share the yard, they share the driveway, they share everything.
Right. Exactly. So here he said, so we all share the Cheder Madrigot. That's different. There are 150 people, they're not really, they're all tripsing through. That's considered to be a hefsek between Dira 1 and Dira 2 of the same guy who owns one on the fourth floor, one on the fifth floor. But to say, I'm saying like this, if you have a two-family house, Lania's Daiti, I don't think he talks about it. Someone should talk about it, either in Hilchos Kirshen HaKom Suda or in Hilchus Shini Malkum, I would view it the same as for this purpose like a one family house. Just that you know we're in it together. Therefore, I'll have my following shalom applies to me personally. My own shalom, I'm asking the Talmid, what do you think? In my apartment, so I have an apartment, Baruch Hashem, and to the various points in time when there was just no room to move in my dira, so I was able to acquire a different, additional apartment across the hall, but not attached. Who else uses that area? So, in the present configuration, basically only one other tenant. So, I'll try to draw what my house looks like. Try to be faithful to it. I'm not so good at drawing. So I have an apartment over here. Okay. Here's the hallway. And the little, those long, narrow hallways that we have in these towns, I think it's long, goes all the way down. There's another apartment. My door opens over here. Another apartment opens over here. It belongs to somebody else. And we have another apartment that opens, if this is the end of the hallway, it ends, opens over here. So if I'm going from here to here, the only other person, generally speaking, who would ever walk over here is this guy. Now, it's not a two-family house, that's for sure. But at the same time, not a cheder madrigot either, because cheder madrigot, I think if I have it right, there is a cheder madrigot that opens, I think, over here. If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure. That's this side, it goes out this way, etc., other way. So this is really this nook, this corner of the long lobby, long hall, I should say, really used only by two families. I mean, not that I can't prevent someone else from walking in, but it's not, no one else would have a reason to walk in. Yes?
I don't think it's a din in who actually uses the space. I think it's more of a din in that's really not yours. That space in between the two places is not yours.
True. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Yes?
Maybe we can sort of use a measure based on whether some stranger off the street would be considered trespassing. If you have a yard that you have, it's like...
You're saying what you're saying, basically, the same thing. It's considered it's not mine, I can't stop myself from walking there. No one walks there.
But that wouldn't...
But Mitzias, no one walks there. Watch where they're going to walk, back into the head, to the wall. So no one walks there, Mitzias. But you're right, I have no right to stop someone from... Well, an outsider can't walk into the whole building. You have to be buzzed in, you know? But once a guy wants to, for some reason, decides to just take a walk, let's say a guy from, I walk here, but I walk here because there's a stairway here, there's another stairway here, and the elevator is here. So no one's going to stop me from walking all the way down the elevator. So, and sometimes, let's say I want to take a walk, so I'm going to, you know, exercise and walk up and down, right? There's nobody I know about who lives here is walking, exercise down there, but I wouldn't be able to stop them, that's for sure now. Yeah?
I didn't know what explain the apartment, the issue of the church office that, like, that even though you own it, present 150 people is mafsik, kind of like kids have sick. So they could apply it the same here. You own it, so in truth it should be yours, but there's not that problem 150 people have in the theory doesn't exist.
I'm not here to resolve the question. I'm bringing you, since it's a personal question which affects me directly, always good to talk about a practical case so we can sharpen our understanding. So I'll let you think about it till tomorrow. And tomorrow, we can have some more input. We'll try to reach this. By the way, tomorrow she is at 10 o'clock. I'm not sure when it's ending, but there's no English, they told me tomorrow. So we'll start at 10. And we'll hope to finish at a decent hour. Okay. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. We'll need that. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, there's a Rav Nissen Gaon. Tosfos quoted Rav Nissen Gaon, not to be confused with the Ran. Rabbeinu Nissen, the Ran, and Rabbi Nissen Gaon, who came long before. He has a completely different view. He says that Das always works. The Pashup Shat Nirishami. Das works. No split the difference. Das works only me cheder lecheder, not me bias. No, it works your bias, the bias too. There's one big problem with him. It's against the Gemara! The Gemara says, why make Kiddush and Shul? What do you mean, why make Kiddush and Shul? I mean, Kiddush and Shul, whoever has in mind, Tiriyosi in his house, which is a half a mile down the road. That's the pillar. So what am I going to do with the Gemara? So the Rosh takes care of it. Let's take a look quickly in the Rosh. Simon Hay. Everybody else take a look in Simon Hay. Just try to go through the Sheetus, everybody else. Just go through the basic Sheetus. L'chora nira that Yerushalmi polig haGemara didan. I'm by the Korban Asano's Reish. That's where I am. In this edition, it's page Lamed Gilim column 1, halfway now. L'fi Yerushalmi my kamad l'shmuel l'amad l'kedusha b'bei k'nishta leim l'hotzi kol b'nei ha'ir shadat l'bechal b'beisam. It's what a kasha. He gives a teretz which is not so smooth, but I'll just read it to you. El sh'yesh l'far sh'tachi kama. The Shmuel Lomel the Kedusha Bebek Nishta Vechule, the Osi Lemiti, people will make mistakes. For Nafik Mine Churva will be a disaster. Why? The Man Dechazi, whoever sees this happening, making Kiddush and Shul, Sava Sheyesh Kiddush Lo B'Malkam Suda, Shelo Yala Libam Loma Lahotzi Es Misha Dat Alechal Bebeso. He won't enter his mind. Why not? Sherein Adam Somechal Zeh Kiddush Vakom Bebalchashin Bebeso. It was common practice to make Kiddush at home. Families at home, etc., etc. So what will he think? The Rosh does not supply it. So what will he think? What will he think? He's not going to think he's making kiddush for those who plan to eat at home. They're not going to make their own kiddush. So what does he think? This guy's making a mistake. What does he think? Doesn't tell you what he thinks. Pashtas, he thinks that you're being motzi someone, Rabbi Osai, who doesn't know how to make kiddush. We spoke about it at the end, right? He does not make Kiddush. He's going to go home and eat without Kiddush. I'm supplying a subtext here. Otherwise, what do you have to finish the mistake? So what does he think? Follow what I'm saying? He won't think he's doing that. What is he doing? So I'm supplying my suggestion that this is probably making someone who doesn't know how to make Kiddush. And presumably he's going to be Yotze, even though he goes home and doesn't make Kiddush there. That would imply that Yesh Kiddush Lo B'Malkam Suda. So therefore, Moses says, no. Lashani. No. Loss of the mitzvah, shiavinu, hakol, shulahotzi ha'ochem, shulabes ha'kneses, we're eating there, ad kan divrei ha'rosh. Okay, Rabbi Osai. Does it mean there's no machlokus bavin in Yerushalmi at all? So the Rosh goes on, no. Umiyu b'hop pligi ha'gemara didan, the mashma ha'asam d'rav u'shmuel lo pligi ha'adadi. Yerushalmi said there's no, they aren't fighting at all. What does it say? They got seen in ha'asam, look inside. Sukkah Shiva Ketza Gomalechal Yat the Sukkos of the Mordai Kalim and Aminchol Amalam Nekoy out of Achron, which is Shmini Atzeres. The Rishuva Levi Amatol of Baruch Toch Besa. The Kiddush in your house. Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov, Hashem Shmuel Amar, and Kiddush Bebayas Zeb, and Nimlach Lechal Bebayas Acher, Tzorach Lekadish again. Kiddush Bebayas Suda. Nimlach, he changed his mind. Rabbi Chanina, Hashem Rabbi Oshio, Amar Rav, Misha Sukkos or Reva Olav Lel Yomt of Achron, Shmini Atzeres, Mekadish Besoch Beso, the ole the ochel besoch sukasa. Om Rabbi Abba Barvelo Pligi. The ha the Om Rabbi Oshia Om Rav Kshaya Daito Lelech the Bayes Acher. Who to come as Shmuel Kishaloya Dat Lechem the Bayes Acher. No. So there you go. There you go. So that it's klar abosai. It seems to be some kind of a machlokus between them. They gave the answer, it depends upon the gives Tosa's answer. Right? It's cheder lecheder, bias lebias, etc. V'chule v'chule. Adkan, the Yerushalmi, as it's quoted by the Rosh here towards the end of Simen He. Toward them Simen He. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. But is it no machlokus at all? None? What about Rav? What's Rav Shita? Our Gemara says Rav does not require Kiddush Rakam Suda. Whereas the Rishalmi says, seems to say, what did Rav say? Misha Sukkos or Reva Olav, the Yantav Rachman, the Kaiser of Sok Besom, the Olav, the Okam of Sok Sukkos, the Lo Pligi, Omar Rav, Kashoya Daita Lelech, Bias Acher. But otherwise it wouldn't work. That's a goof. That's still against our Gemara. Our Gemara says that according to Rav, you don't need Kiddush Rakam Suda at all. The Rishalmi says according to Rav, that you need Kiddush Nevakam Suda, but Nimlach help, but Data helps. So it's still a machlok at the end of the day. Is it not? Is it not? So that's not so great that it's still going to be a machlok. So some say, can't help it. According to Rav, there really is a dispute. And others say, no. When the Gemara said lo pligi means they're not arguing in this case halacha lemaisa. In this halacha lemaisa, you start on the bottom and you go to the top and you have in mind from the beginning, there's no dispute. According to Rav, it's good. According to Shmuel, it's good. According to Rav, it's good. Ha! In spades, it's good. According to Rav, you don't have the Kiddush Rakam Suda at all. So the Chazanish understands this comment on this sugi. But according to others, no, there is a machlokus between at least according to Shitas Rav, at least. Okay. So, take a look at the Korban saddle shit. Mia Bahab Pligi Dagmar Didan, the Lashitas Harishalmi Rav Nami Svirli and Kiddush Nevakam Suda, the Tamil Didan, no Svirli Yachin. Okay? And then when they according to Shmuel, that's when they're not fighting, but according to Rav, they certainly are fighting. That's what he suggests. But the Chaznish disagrees. Okay, Rabosa. Now we have the following issue. We spoke about the sense of sight as being a connector. We saw that there in the round. If I can see it, What about the sense of hearing? If I can hear it, does that make a difference? Let's take a look, Rabosai, in Tosus on the Kuf Aleph from an Aleph for a minute. Tosus Kuf Aleph from an Aleph. The Ochlu v'shasu v'gadu v'bedek. You can't eat in shul. Says Tosis, no. V'yesh lomar, the last four lines. The davdavka bebe knishta. Elechadorim sheyusmuchim lebeis haknesses kori be knishta. U'misham hayushomim ha-kiddush. The word kiddush was made in the main sanctuary. Right? And I'm in the side room. So if I'm in the side room, so his kiddush and my kiddush is sort of one and the same. You get an impression, if you can hear it, it makes a difference. It makes a difference. Then Tosa says, "Well, the fima shepirashti the mimokol lemokol v'chad bayis k'shedat olecha v'mokol machi yesh kiddush mokol suda." That's we saw the previous Tosa on the kiddush and the kufman base. Osi shapir. No. He heard the kiddush in the main sanctuary, and then he went to the side room to eat. Had him off from the very beginning. That's according to the what they said enough kufman base. But the first teretz works, even if you deny the teretz of Kufim and Beis, implying that if you can hear, it sounds like maybe it's really considered to be one place. Now, where do we find this? We find it early, we find it late. Let's go see where we find it late first. Open your Mishnah Berurah, I hope you have. Mishnah Berurah, Rabosai, Simon Reish, Ayin Gimel, and the Shari Tshuva, Aleph. Yes, sir.
In Tosfos first teretz, there's no Shin
Makom. Oh, very good. Excellent. Chap Meos. Take a look over here in the Shari Tshuva, the Reish Ayin Gimel Sidkot Nalev. It's on page Nun Beis in the standard print. I'm an Aleph. Ayin B'Mafzik Brocha. That's the Chido. B'Shem Sefer Abatim Ksav Yad. Shem Kidesh B'Mokom Echa. That's the fourth line. V'Dat Olecha B'Bayis Acher Korav L'Sham Shahoyo Yochol L'Shmo Misham Diri HaMekadesh. Bosa Mokom Shekidesh, Hareza Mokom Suda, Look at that. The same as the sense of hearing makes it one. The sense of sight makes it one. The sense of hearing also makes it one. Look at that. It's so far away. It's beyond earshot. It's still considered to be one house. But if it's within the earshot, even if it's across the street, doesn't matter. Wow. Again, when you talk about all these things, the sense of hearing, a sense of vision, who's hearing and whose vision? And the average person, so some people can see very well, can't hear too well, or vice versa. You know, it's not clear who's the determinant over here. It's every particular individual. So if my sense of hearing is better than yours, so for me it's Malcolm Suda, for you it's not. And same with my vision, with my glasses, without my glasses, which part of my glasses? We'll talk about that one day. So it's unclear exactly, Rav Osai, about these particulars. But I did find this. He quotes it from Rishonim, which I don't have in front of me. But there's a Meiri about it. The Meiri, which we do have in front of us. Actually, we have a Hashlama here too. Do we not? No? That's what it was. Sefer Hashlama. Look at that. Quoted from the Sefer Hashlama. Let's take a look. I didn't look at Hashlama before. I looked at the Miri. Let's see if we can find it. Let's take a look. Sefer Hashlama. Here we go.
There's a sacred thing that's
really in a Kovitz. Kovitz. Oh. Why not Yotze? If you hear Kiddush and Shul, you go home later. Kevin Shilu Hoya Bebesam. Lord, you show me as a kiddush of Beis Hakness LeYotze. 99% of people in shul cannot hear the chazan's kiddush interview tones in a loud voice. They can't hear it from the houses. Aval orachim sheochlem bebayis hasadol Beis Hakness uve odem al hashulchan and show me a kiddush b'makom suda mikri. And even if they were in shul and they went later to the house, it's still good because they could have heard it. And he says, even it's a different house. I'm saying this under the same roof. So according to that's what this Shari Tshuva, the Tzvei Dinim. This is under the same roof as we defined it, also the same house. That works. And even a different house works if it's Toch Kedei Shmiya. And so too, according to one day in Iranim, it's Toch Kedei Re'iyah. Two Chidushim. Okay, I'm not sure if you pass like this in the Lachal. Neither was found Beferish in the Mechaba. But these are just two opinions. The two opinions are both said. Two opinions. Good. Fine. Rabosai, we've so far seen three opinions fundamentally. Think these details about Shmiria. There's the Rang, from Nissen Gon, and Tosis. Right? And let's figure it out. The Tosis is the centrist, right? According to the Rabbeinu Nissen Gon, Das works all the time. According to the Ran, Das works never. Always, sometimes, never, right? And according to the Tosis, it's sometimes. In the same house, as we just defined it before, including from the floor to the roof, da-da, it's considered to be good. And according to the... And if it's out of the house, then it's no good with the potential provisos of hearing and seeing, which we spoke about before. Is there room for a fourth sheet there, Abosai? Of course there is. Only three sheets. The fourth sheet is the Mordechai. The Mordechai is similar to Tosus, but he draws the line in a different place. Let's chazer again. According to Tosus, Rav Osai, where's the line drawn? The house. If it's within the house, then Das works. Beyond the house, Das does not work. Open to the Mordechai, please. He draws the line in a different place. We'll see. There it has to do with Gersos. In my edition, it's on page Chav Dalet, as is on the Ma'ar Mekaymus. In the old edition, it's Lamed Hei Amar Aleph. Okay? Quotes the Yerushalmi, towards the beginning of the paragraph, which starts with Kekule. Ayat HaMachlokos Bavi Yerushalmi. From the Gemara's Kasha of the Kedushin of Beit Knishta. Okay? Here's another Irish we'll get to later on. Yesh Loma. I have a small Chavav with the big Dayesha. Yesh Loma. The low plik, poly, low poly. The Yerushalmi Mari, catch us now. Not mi cheder le cheder, but rather what? Mi pina le pina. From one corner of the room to another. Uva havare nafik shabak shadat alecha mi pina acheres. That for sure is good. Ushmait in Maya mi bias le bias, which means presumably mechera lechera. Vishom ein mo'ol dat alecho. Frank der Mordechai, what are you talking about? From Tomar, for Armina le'el b'milse de Shmuel, af mi mokol na mokol mechad beisa. Vafilu hachi komar de lo nafik. Yesh lo ba de mi mokol na mokol de shmait in haina mechera le'aliyah, o mechera lechera. Shesh chiluk mechitzos. Then it doesn't work, and even that won't help. Ava mipina lepina, mahani shape, why? Keva de dat olecha b'malkam acher. So it only works for mipina lepina, which wouldn't work otherwise. Tosas can't say this. According to Tosas, mipina lepina always, you don't even need das. But he seems to say, no, mipina lepina, you need das. Vaha damina besuko, yushalmi, misha sukosa, reva, lop, mekadash, vesa, ucha besukosa. It's against the Talmud Malach. It's obviously the sukkah wall is there. The sukkah wall is not a wall. Correct, it's not a wall. Yesh lomar, the house of Eina Mechitza asuyo l'tashmish el l'shem mitzvah sukkah. V'havik l'pina l'pina b'lo mechitzas. How do you like that? This doesn't count. It's only a sukkah wall. Fretach hasam sofa doesn't count. It's more important. More important. Now the case bigger David Dolphin and Sukkah Dolphin and Shabbos. What mean it doesn't count? Ended the Chasam Sofer brilliantly. Sure it counts. You know when it counts? What is the Sukkah? What is the halachic Sukkah will count? You know when? Will it count today? Today is Rabosai. Today is a solid week before Sukkahs. Sukkahs. How many days does Sukkahs have? In Eretz Yisrael, how many does Sukkahs have? How many? Seven. And what day are we talking about over here? Shmini Atzeres. Eight. It's like today. A sukkah wall today has no significance. Adkan Chasam Sofer added an extra twist to this Mordechai. So let's begin. Let's summarize. So the Mordechai holds on both sides. Das only works mi pina lepina, and not what, and not mi cheder lecheder, or from the floor to the roof. What about Rav Oshia? Take a look at the gears that change. Did you notice this? I didn't pick it up until I saw it in the corner at the bottom. You have to look so carefully to see how the Korban Asana picked it up. Let's first see over here in the Mordechai. I'll go back to the Rosh in a second. He quotes the Yerushalmi we just saw. Rav Oshia, right? What was the story of Rav Oshia? Well, what happened over here with Rav Oshia? It says this. Mi shesukos areval of Mekadesh bebeso, v'ochel besukoso. According to the Shita Sarah Mordechai Rabosai, the sukkah and the house is one, and the wall between is just for halachic purposes, and the halachic purpose laps, so it's like as if it's not there. What word, if you have a good memory, is missing in the Mordechai which existed in the Rosh? Anyone remember the word? I can't expect you to remember this. I didn't even notice it. But now let's turn back to the Rosh. Like when near the Korban Asana Tuf, and you'll see that he picked up, there was a one word change. One extra word is found here. Just one. That word makes a big difference. What else should you say? Nishas sukkos are able of the yant of Achron. The word Achron is in brackets. Mekadesh besov beso. Ve'olev ochel besov sukkos. What does Ola mean? He went from the floor to the roof. That's just not Mipina lapina. That's for sure. Now, you had a question, why is it even Michera lecheret? It's not under the roof. That we answered before. But it's certainly not Mipina lapina. The Kovan Asana points that out. Oh, it's tough. Just 1 second. So we're talking about getting the Sukkos Baaliyah to Mecheder Lecheder. Uber the Rav Osher Garcin and all of Yochel, but also gives a Tosfos. And therefore only be Dat Lelech. But the Mordechai says no. Kibigur Soslo, Hoya Goris Va'ole. I didn't pick it up until I saw it in the Korban Asana. Oh, it's tough. The Kitten Arrow, there are four Shitas. There's the Ran, that it never works. The Ran is the biggest Machmer of all. You need to be only on your table. You go even with penal, the peanut's no good, das is no good, nothing works, forget about it. It's around the biggest one sec. The biggest maker of Nissen Gong. Das always works. And go across the street, across the yard, across the block, the mile away, it doesn't matter, das always works. In between is Tosfos and the Mordechai. Tosfos says das works within the same house, as we defined it before, ownership, usership, etc. And the Mordechai says das only works with penal, the peanut, which otherwise it wouldn't be good without das. Adkan, you had a question, I'm sorry. Okay, right? I'm so up for the purpose of the discussion, discounting seeing and discounting hearing. Not that I'm clearly discounting them in the halacha, I'm just saying for the purpose of the discussion, which is purely geographical in nature, you are correctly pointing out that there are other factors which may come into play, either hearing or seeing, which we saw in the various Rishonim, right? The Ran and the Hashloma and the Miri and the Shari Tshuva, respectively, which is a question out of Pascha. Yes?
Why did the Mordechai say that something works?
Right.
Why did they?
Well, again, according to the Gears of Tosis that has the word Ola, so you're going to have to say that works Mechelah Lecheder, it's not going to work. According to Mordechai, it didn't have the word Ola, so you have no Hechrach, you have no proof. He didn't have to go, he didn't have to argue, but apparently he did. Yes, sir.
The
thing that I'm going to talk
to is an issue of one bias, as long as they're connected.
We went through this before.
Yeah,
is it one roof? Is it one ownership? Is it one this? What about my little hall over here? I don't know. These are all questions which I can't give definitive answers to. But I'm just giving you the general Yesodus over here, the general Yesodus. Before we go further, there is an opinion which maintains that the whole Yerushalmi is just a ephemeral. It's not the Maskam. And as a matter of fact, if you look at the full quotation of the Yerushalmi, you get that impression. When you want to look at the back for Yerushalmi, where do you look? Yefei Nayim. Oh, he's the go-to man. Let's look at the Yefei Nayim. In my print, it's Pesach Chav Zayin, the last paragraph. In the old print, it's somewhere, I don't know where. It's Daf Kuf Aleph. Omer Aleph. Take it back. No, it's a paragraph before that. Kuf Med Beis. Kuf Med Beis, next to the last paragraph, over here on page Chav Zayin, and Yefei Nayim. Chemuch Abi Rishalmi. Where is Rishalmi? It's in Brachas, it's in Sukkah. Look on the Rosh, quotes the Giris a little bit different than the Tosfos quoted in. And we have both Girises of Tosfos and Rosh stuck together in Rishalmi, etc., etc., etc. Now, Uvipona Macheros, I think, Be'arti, B'siyata Deshmayim, Telemaskona Shom, Nushami, lo kom chiluk zeh. It's not true. Because the Dama Rav Ami, Zos Amerish, and Echlokim Beferish, Hainu Afilu Imperish, Dat Alecha Babayas Acher, Gamke Lo Mahani. Uvazeh Pligi, to Machlokis within the Nushami itself. But Tzorachin ala Tosis Varosha, Torchu Lechalik Ben Nushami Lababli, Amaid Lo Nokarocha Achiluk Ben Daito Olo, Lo Tofsu Amaskan in the Nushami. You think the Yefei Nayim was the first one in history to come up with this? No. If you look at the Maram Chalavas, it says exactly the same thing. But the Maskanas Yerushalmi, the Das won't help. It comes at the bottom line is the same as the Ran. The Ran says that according to Yerushalmi, Das helps. We don't pass like the Yerushalmi. And these Gedolim say that the Yerushalmi doesn't pass like the Yerushalmi. Because it backs out in the last line. So, but for us, it's exactly the same. So there are therefore a total of four sheets. Adkan, part one of today's shiur. It comes to part two, which is arguably even more important. But the first issue is sort of a carryover We're now going to attack the Gemara on Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. But the first part of our discussion will still be related to previous points before we get to the new points. What does the Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph? Right, there are a few Gemaras Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph which we have to see. So Shmuel then came to the Makom Suda. Fine. We discussed yesterday the details, bias to bias, Makom to Makom, some of the gears of Pina to Pina. All right, I'm not going to go there, back there again. Now, the proof that it works even not only bias to bias, but also Mimokom to Makom, which means Cheder to Cheder or Pina to Pina, is from what? A story. Zimden Sagiyin Havikayim Nakamei to Shmuel. V'nochis me'igro la'ara v'hoder mekanish. So you see that even that's a problem. Now, we're going to come back to this Gemara. This is going to be our main Gemara for the next part of the Shia. But before we get there, just the next shtickle. V'yav Rav Huna sar mekesh al makom suda. Why? The Rav Huna kodesh v'is'akra le'shraga. He made kiddush and the candle blew out. V'ayla le'lemone le'beganane. The Rabba Bere took it to his garden of his son. To have a shraga, there was a candle there. V'kodesh v'tohamini, made kiddush all over again. Alma kasavar, ein kiddush alav malkum suda. That's proof number two. Proof number three, final. V'yaf rabba holds, why? Dom rabbi, ki avinik b'pei mar, by rabba, ki avim v'kodesh amalon, te'imu midi. Eat something right now. Why? Dilma, ad azlisu lil shpiza, to you get to your hotel, to your inn where you're going to eat it. Miss Akro the Chushraga, the candle will go out. Makadish lechul bebeis achila, and they will not make kiddush. We're going to be eating. Uvikidusha da'achol non afkisu, then kiddush shall be welcome suda. Adkan. So a third source. Very, very nice. What exactly was going to happen what was he worried about, Rabba? If the candle would go out in the hotel, what was going to happen? What was going to happen? The lashon of the Gemara is v'lo mekadish lechu. They will not make kiddush for you. So what? You made kiddush in this house, having in mind to eat in the hotel. Says the Mordechai. You see, the Bavli is against Yerushalmim. Not only from case number one of Beit Knishta. This Bavli also proves that's against Yerushalmim. Take a look at the Mordechai. We didn't look at it before, because we didn't see the Gemara before. Back to the same Mordechai as before. Back to the same one. The line I skipped earlier. I skipped two lines. The Ode. In my edition, it's page Chav Dalet, column one, the last five lines. The Ode. Omale Rabba la bay timu hachamidi v'chule uvikidusha da hachalon afkisu umay komar v'lohoye b'daitem shalat talmidim lecha b'beisom. Another Gemara against the Yerushalmi. Who else brings this raya? The Marsha on his own. Marsha quotes the Mordechai. Take a look in the Marsha, please. Please look at the Marsha kuf m'beis. Please, it's a two-liner. Tosa says, the old yesh with a small base of the carne ring. The old yesh, the obi raya, medama rabba la tamidim timo midi, agu la badan lechon kem beso, keni be Mordechai. You wonder, why didn't Tosa bring this right? The question is, what exactly were you afraid about? What's going to happen when they get to that hotel? So now I go back to the Mordechai for a minute, and we'll see what he had a pshat against our Tosfos. We'll take back to the Mordechai again. Same page, a little higher up. Adaz lisu, by me it's in bold print. Adaz lisu lebeisaychu is'akva lechushraga bekidusha lehochalo v'nafkisu. Pirish, why not? Ki tzorech ner lekidush. What's going on? The candle's going to go blow out in your hotel, and you can't make kiddush without an air. Ava mishum sud en chashasha, ki yachom lecha banone, I can eat in the dark. Rabbos, who in this room can't eat in the dark? Come on, guys. We can all manage. You have to eat in the dark. What are you afraid about? We're going to starve to death. We'll eat in the hotel in the dark. I mean, you can't make kiddush there. So this is what the Mordechai says. Yes?
If we understand how about this narrow, it's sort of
You're asking a good question. What's the connection between? You're asking an excellent question. An excellent question. Take a look at the Oschav Beis in the Big Liyash, just to save ourselves a turn. A Rosh says, Yesh Rosh and Lahavi Rai Mikan, Jane Lakash and Elad Oran Nair, Mufarsha Besakal Khushrakal Sukhul Lakash Bil Nair, Velesa, Velachi Bebusho, Velo Sochlu Bilo Nair. You can't eat in the dark. That's what the Rosh, that's what Tos also said. You won't be able to eat there. So hold on a second, hold on a second. If you hold lactosis, you won't be able to eat there. It's obviously the Araya. The Mordechai brings Araya later on against Yerushalayim and Lishita, so that you just can't make Kiddush there. But if you can't even eat there, then of course it's no good. Proves nothing in this dispute. Yes, sir?
The Beis Yosef quotes a lot of other Rishonim who discuss this, and he seems to say the problem is not that you can't make Kiddush without Or HaNer. The problem is that if you don't use the Or HaNer for
anything,
it's
a bracha levatala. That's a sevashul. It went out. It's too late. That's the other opposite perspective. Anyway, that's the Lishitosam. Who said so? Is Lishitosam. The Rashash. Let's turn to the Rashash. Keep one hand in the Rashash and one hand in the Rashash. Here's the Rashash. He quotes the Rashash. Venerally, it's an odd print, it's Memches, it's the first Rashash on the page, the first one, Kufman Beis, second one. The Mordechai L'shitoso, what did Mordechai say? Mistakel L'chushraga, Hainu L'tzorach, Ner L'kiddush, Amal Asud, Yichon Lecha B'lo Ner, V'mkein O'yodata, B'vada Lecha B'lo Shpiza, so there's a great Raya against Yerushalm. Amal Apirish Atosu Shom, V'lo Hayu Och L'mad L'mochor, V'ada Ein Raya. There's no raya whatsoever. No raya whatsoever. Beautiful. Beautiful. Who else says? So the Karnei Reim. Turn to the Karnei Reim. Is this this week's parsha, no? The Karnei Reim. Did we learn it a few times already? The Karnei Reim Karnov. Who heard it already? No? Did you hear it? You heard it on Shabbos. You heard it on Monday. You heard it again tomorrow morning. Remember, the Karnei Reim. Okay? So what did he say, the Karnei Reim? Ain raya, he said. Shunachad pirish sham lo yochlu klal. You're gonna eat shalosh shudas, feed me three meals without. Come on, pshita dein raya mish shudain kank b'makom suda. No raya at all. Then he says further. V'gam im a pirish yochlu b'makom acher v'sham yochlu, not lactosis. They will eat, but where they gonna eat, Rabosai? They plan to eat in the dining room with the candles on. Now they come to the house, the candles are off. Where they gonna eat? A different room where the lights are on. But they didn't have that in mind. There are three places where they made Kiddush, where they plan to eat, and where they end up eating. It's no good. A third place. Oh boy. Creative thinking here, Bosai. Fine. Now, there's one question left over here. What's the raya? You know, let's turn back to the Rosh Hashanah for a minute. Back to the Rosh Hashanah for a minute. It's called Tzlach. The last three lines of the Rosh Hashanah, the same one on the Kufman base. Hatzlach hela b'tzarachi in the maskanasa. What's told to the maskana? That das works, micheder lecheder in the same house. My siya gemara mirav huna. What do you mean mirav from Rav Huna? Holo hoya daita lekach. Rav Huna can't prove the entirety of this statement of ain kiddush al b'makom suda, because Rav Huna was ain daita lekach. And in fact, Rabosai, we paskin if it's mibayis levayis, it's no good. Again, he was lo hoya daita lekach. We paskin it's no good even if it's daita lekach. You only proved the half a statement. You've only proved that Kiddush Makom Suda when it's ain't Dat Lebekach. Since Rav Huna have Dat Lebekach, that's the Tzlach's question. You only proved half the cake, not the whole thing. Says the Rosh Hashanah, something fascinating. Nearly the question meaning, Deregam bismanenu derech shekolodam soi bebeso. You tell me if it's your derech today. He's talking about in the Vilna in the 19th century. V'chakach holech ligmor sudaso bebeis hachosn. V'yesh loma degam das Rav Huna yakein. this akal is shraga term shehischa lechel. Sure, everybody's thoughts are real here and ends it there. I always say, how many people do it even 1% of the time? They start a meal here and intend to end it elsewhere.
People go for dessert.
I repeat my question. 1% of your total meals, how many do you start here and end somewhere else? So, a chosn, the primary is the Shevet Brachos, you know? So it's a minig of Shevet Brachos, you start, you wash here, you go, or by, maybe by chassidim, you know, the Rebbe, for benching. He's a Litvish, he lived in Vilna, what's he talking about? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Doesn't that come up by Afikoman, by Pesach, where they used to jump around?
Okay, a little bit.
Also, that it was common practice.
I don't know if it's being common practice. I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, this does solve an issue that, like, I mean, I was always wondering, why wasn't Rav Huna there? What's he doing? He's obviously in walking distance to his son's Sheva Brachos, or exactly what.
Who said it was a Sheva Brachos?
I mean, it's a base club up.
I don't know. That's what it means.
Let's
read the Rashbam. What does Rashbam say? Beis chubas benosha yisham neiros dolkin bebeis hamishnah. I don't know. In the time of the Gemara, they had for a year they had a bit. I'm not sure. It doesn't say Shevet Brachos Daf. I hear you. It's a good question. I like it. I like your point. It's a well. If you're right, it's Shevet Brachos. It's a father likes to be his son's Shevet Brachos. I agree with you. I have experienced it, Baruch Hashem. If you're a brother, you should also experience it one day. Okay. Rabbi, we now come to the main part of today's Shia. I know it's towards the end, but this is really the most important part of the Shia. The most important part of all. And that is as follows. I'm asking you a shayla. May I make Kiddush in Shul, eat in my house? I'm not eating only in my house. I'm making Kiddush in Shul, maybe for the guests or whatever it is. May I drink from the cup of that wine? Yes or no? I repeat again. Simple question. Obvious question. Ain kiddush al b'makom suda. So I can't, this is not my kiddush. I'm only making it for the guests. But I'm a little bit thirsty. I want to take a... Who do we give our wine to, Rabbi? Who do we give it to? Children. It comes from the Rosh, right? So let's take a look at the Rosh, where he says it's straightforward. The answer to my question is no. Take a look at the Rosh, please, if you don't mind. Look at the Rosh. It's clear as day. Look on the Rosh, Simon Hay. So now if you're in shul, right? What is it if you're in shul? I have a small tzadi of the Korban Asan. Vamekadesh, kevan shadat al kadesh bebeso, ein lo lishtos ki os lo lito machi kadesh. I can't drink from the wine. Can't do it. No way. Says the Korban Asan al tzadi, vasar mikutzi sover the mutter amekadesh lishtos b'malkom acher, v'lo choshev kishos akonim kiddush. I am morach arayos l'biorach. Take a look. If you saw the Ma'amar Kompas, you saw the Mordechai. Back again. We keep going back and forth here. Within this, we'll be shown it. Same daf. The Kos of Moharam, it's on Kuch page Chav Dalet, column 2, line 12. The Mekadesh Reis HaKnesses Lo Yishte. We just saw it in the Rosh. V'arara ben Shmuel Ya'omer B'Shem Asar Mikutzi the mutter amekadesh lishtos b'makom acher v'lo choshev k'shos sekodem kiddush. We don't understand it. We don't see where to get it from. It's a textual proof. Just hang on to your seats for this textual proof. V'raya v'darminan le'el daf kuf. You should have. Does anyone see it? It's halfway down column 2 on page Chavdal. If you have it, it's the old edition. It's at page Lamed Hay, I believe. Daf kuf should be in brackets. Yedeyayin lo yotzu. What happened? Remember we saw the Gemara? A person has wine and shul, and he's going to finish have more wine in the house. Now Mikogam yirtz lishtos yayin yivarach al yayin. Aval eino also lishtos. The kamo ken shayach l'dak the kamo b'divrei Rav. What's he say? I don't know if you'll chapt it. Let's go back to the Gemara proper. See it in the words of the Gemara proper. It's a technical detail. We read the Gemara one more time. The short Gemara. It's three lines. Also, somebody adam shekitsh b'beis haknesses. Rabosai, before a preliminary question. Did they drink the wine? Yes or no? Yes. How do you know? Omer Rav, Yideyayin lo yotzu. If you know they drank the wine in Shul, in Uvar, or Gopher, at home. Yidey Kiddush yotzu. Because the only makom soon. Ushmul Amar, presumably talking about the same case, right? Didn't say the case changed. Yafideh Kiddush lo yotzu. You weren't yotzu Yideyayin even though you drank the wine. And Otter Brishia Skina? And you see it's mutter to drink the wine. And you're kiddush also not yotz. It's a straightforward proof. How does one get out of that proof? Only one way out. To question the original assumption. It's not the same case. You know, if you read the word straight, the Sarmi Kutzi is correct. Who Shmuel Omar, after the kiddush the yotz, and the mele, it's hocha b'mayaskina by al kochenu, where he didn't drink the wine. Because if he drank, he wouldn't be allowed to drink the wine. Who said so? The rush. It's not the rush. Back to the rush. That's how he refutes the proof. Look inside, please. Look inside. Af, right? We left over before. The tzadi of the korban asan. Af al gav the rab the yomay de yayin lo yotzu. Marik sheshasa min akidish akidish besak neses dim lo shasa pshita nish lo yotzu. Kevin dike hefzik ben brocha lishtiyo. Yeah. Mikomakom lishmuel the yomay de kiddush lo yotzu. Mari below shasa has to be the came in the tzor lekashu beso. He has no lishtos. Finished. Atka. The came in the hilchos of the kishmul of the kashu beso knesses ilek orchim nira davi brocha levatol. Rabosai, according to the Sarmi Kutzi, is it a brocha levatol? The guy goes to shul, right, and there's no guests there, and he makes kiddush. Is it a brocha levatol? Yes or no? What do you think? Yes or no? I'm asking you a question. What? Barbara Goffman. Okay. What about Mekadosh HaShabbos? Think. Yeah. That's our old discussion. That's a different kid. That's Petrilo. Talk about Alakos. He made Kiddush Alakos. There's no Suda, and the rabbi says, I, Sarmi Kutzi, passing for you, you're allowed to drink the wine. That's what Sarmi Kutzi passed. What? So what do you say? So you make a Kiddush Nifla that the guy is Yotze Kiddush. Rebbeinu Shalom! But ain't Kiddush Ella B'machem Suda. That's a Suda?
No. I'm saying he
Yotze
Kiddush, but he doesn't.
That
Kiddush B'machem Suda and Kiddush
are
two different things.
Oh! Gedolei Olam, I'm talking over here. Gedolei Mamash. You know what he said? Ain kiddush ala b'makom suda means, Rabbi Osai, that if you want to be yotzi yisuda, there must be a kiddush nearby. But from the perspective of kiddush, you don't need a suda. That's what you just said. You said a kiddush pella. If I wouldn't know better, I would throw you out of the shiur. What are you talking about? That's what it means. Ain kiddush ala b'makom suda. That's not how I read it. If it's not b'makom suda, it's not kiddush. That's how everyone else read it. You're mechadish betuvo. A chiddush nifla, but the chor the Sarmi Kutzi is his indication that maybe he's right. Yes.
Isn't the lashon backwards?
Right. He should have said ain suda el b'malkum kiddush. Had he been right, correct. Correct. Yeah, what do you say?
The
Ron argues on what he said. Everyone argues on what he said. The lone ranger.
But it's a shita.
Yeah, Sarmi Kutzi then.
No, so in the Ron.
Oh, in the Ron.
Yeah.
Let's take a look. Okay. Yeah. He says it's not true. He quotes someone who said it, or he just said it, don't think it.
He quotes the sheet.
Yeah? As someone who actually said it, or don't think
I don't
it?
I don't
want him to say it. The Gaonim have a different story. We'll get to the Gaonim. He's quoting the Gaonim. I told you I discuss Kiddush, Makom, and Suda. What's the word Suda mean according to the Gaonim? You have to have Yayin. But how much Yayin? I don't know how much Yayin he drank. Could you have to have an additional review? What he's quoting out here?
I could be misunderstanding.
No, you're not. What page do you want? Yeah, where are we? Vishamin and Sumi, over the Abaye Rabba. The low tamer. No one's right mind said this. The low tamer. He didn't quote a person.
No, he didn't. Right. He doesn't quote a person.
Exactly, because no one's right mind ever said it except them. The low tamer. Ki Amash Shmuel Ein Kiddush Alav Makom Suda Hanimili. Dafka Kshesoid B'Makom Acher Yesuda is no good. Abuk Shenesoid Klal Yedei Kiddush Yotza. That's exactly what you said. Yotza Kiddush. Just saying, I Yotza Suda. The lesser Elakol Shloach Al Yotza Kiddush Klal. How do you know? Uve Gemara Nami Mashma. The Misha Kiddush B'Bayas Acher Afal Pi Shedata B'Shas Kiddush Lechol Shom. Kevin shall achar kach lo ochal, lo mikri kiddush b'makom suda, v'tzarech laps al the kaddish. I'm not sure that's good. It's only a theoretical. No, they don't quote a person to say it. But the Sarmi Kutsi may say it. And the Sarmi Kutsi said it. Who passed like the Sarmi Kutsi? Because we don't pass like the Sarmi Kutsi. But here, Abol said, we come to this tremendous, tremendous discussion over here. And this is the main point for today's shiur, the last 10 minutes of the shiur. Okay, and we'll discuss this tomorrow. Tomorrow, now we have 10 minutes. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. The key number is 10. Yom Kippur is 10. That's the Chodesh. This is Yom Kippur. The key number is 10. You guys have a question?
Is it possible to say that Sarmikusi is going to be Yossi Deraisa? And
Markusi
is Deraisa?
Yossi Deraisa, yeah, there's some tefillah already, probably. It's hard to say that. Rabosai, we have to come to the Gemara with a major problem. How do you read this Gemara? This. On the 10th line, 10, 1, 2, 3, is it right? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Betisha Lachodesh Berav, the middle of the 9th line. Okay? Zimnin Sagiyin Havi Kayimna Kameh de Shmuel, Vinochis Meigro La'ara Vahodim Mekadesh, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, how do you make Kiddush on the roof? It's a Bracha Levatala. Who asked this question? The Sfas Emes, son of the Maram HaKadosh. He asked it straightforward. But he throws in the Sarmi Kutsi. I'm not sure if it's him or his son-in-law. Because there's certain Hagos and Brakash, I think he says from his son-in-law, put out the Sefer. Doesn't matter, it's also Gadol B'Dor. I'm reading the Lashon of the Heliga Sfas Emes, the Heliga Ger Rebbe, on this Gemara. Zimin Sagiyin. Now the words, who wants to translate Zimin Sagiyin? Translate. Numerous times. Yeah, it means like Mashad Lechatchila Osakein. Shekinish Beigra, Vodim Mekadish Kinochas. Made Kiddush twice. Lechor Osalasis came. Dafilu im nomad lohavi brocha levatolo Mashad Mekadish Shalom Makam Suda. And why not, pray tell? Why should it not be a brocha levatolo? Brackets. Kevin al kopone mahani da kiddush shalom b'makom suda lahat lo nishtos akos da sami kutsi shevi amorachai. I'm not sure if the ger ever meant that or son-in-law meant that, but that's what he assumed according to the, like you said, that they didn't yotze kiddush na bracha levatala. Nonetheless, says the Rebbe, mikol makom gorim bracha shein etzricha lekad hashenis. You're doing this all lechatchila. You're making kiddush on the roof and kiddush on the floor, and you're making tuk. Rosh Hashanah is also Yom Kippur to get in. They said, what they do, you know, Mishnayos and Yuma? Yeah, a little bit, you know, you give them another Mishnayos and Yuma? That they started reading over here, they read in what? They read Achrimos. And then they, what they do? Then they read Emor. Then the Chumash of Pekudim in Bamidbar, they read Baal Peh, which you're not allowed to do, right? That's because it's part of the sugya is making tircha, bracha, shen, tricha, different sefer. A whole story there of ayin mesef the yuma. Like, you can look it up yourself if you want. Okay, I'm saying because Yom Kippur, I'm telling you about it. I'm holding on Yom Kippur. So it's a bracha, shen, tricha. He gives two answers. Two poshut answers. The first, kidesh mikodem lahotzi acherim ha'ochlim sham V'hoda mekana shi'atzma. That's the simplest answer of all. The upstairs, he did it for the guests. It's not Eina Tzricha, it's their Kiddush. Downstairs, it's for himself. Had he gone straight down, so they would have made Kiddush upstairs if they knew how to do it. That's the simplest answer of all. It doesn't say anything in the Gemara, but the Rebbe, Mufs, Rebbe put it into the Gemara. So Hashem has put this Sukkim into the Gemara. You and I didn't read it that way, because we don't have Rebbe's eyes. We just read it, plain. But the Rebbe, I think it's a Gevaldik Teretz. Yosei Nira, even a better Teretz. The Lo Kiddush Rak Pamachas. What? That's V'hodar. How should I say V'hodar? V'chgabar. V'hodar Mekadesh means the Afal Gav Shehoyalo HaKol Mucha Lamala Mikomakam Lo Kiddush Kevan Shlohoyah B'dayto Lechol Shem Adonokas Migra V'chakach Mekadesh. Ha! A new pshat. Hodar doesn't mean he did it again. Hodar means afterwards. Who else said this in one line? This is Chassidus Sharem said this. His favorite pshat there. Rabbi Elazar Moshe. Here's your Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horowitz. It says this in one line. Turn to the back. You should see inside yourself. The Yalkin Mefarshim. Take a look, please. Yalkin Mefarshim. V'noches mi'igra li'ara. In our print, it's page Memches, column 2. The second shom there. Ratzalomar. She'yoreit kodem ha'kiddush. He'yoreit kodem ha'kiddush. Right? He never made kiddush on the roof. Hoda doesn't mean he did it a second time. Hoda means he first did that. First he went down. What are the next four words in the Heiliger Blazer Moshe? Read those. What are they? Read them aloud. It's only four words. You can memorize them. What are four words? Degam daito lo mahani. What do those four words mean? What does that mean? What does it mean? Rabbi Elazar Moshe is asking a gevaldik akasha implicitly. According to Tosfos, this Gemara proves nothing. We don't understand the whole Gemara. Why is it that the Gemara says that what? What do you do? What do you do over here? What do you do? Zinden Sagin, what did he do? What did he do? He what? Noches me'igra la'ara v'hodah mekadesh. Why? If you have das, it works, according to Tosfos. If you have das, it works. So what's the problem? Why? Everyone following me? Why do you have to go downstairs to make kiddush? You're going to make kiddush upstairs and have das for downstairs. Rabbi, I do this all the time in my shul. I have a kiddush in my shul. I make kiddush upstairs. Because, you know, if you've not ever been in these places, they're waiting for the rabbi. You ever see that? So that's a stampede, and there's screaming and yelling. This way I make kiddush first. They can all go down at their own pace, and shalom al Yisrael. But am I doing the right thing? I'm relying on Tosis. I'm not showing off passing that way. Is it good? If it's good, why didn't he do it? What if we're going to go downstairs to make Kiddush? Going to make Kiddush upstairs. What a gewaldige kasha against Tosis. I'm astounded that the Tosis himself isn't asked the kasha. I looked, I couldn't find it. The first one is Rabbi Elazar Moshe asked the kasha. No one asked it before him. Someone asked it before him. The Tzlach asked the kasha. His terrors does not make me happy. I'm a very unhappy camp. The Tzlach says that according to Shmuel, das from place to place works only b'di'evet. You want to do the chatchila. I mean, every time I have kiddush and shul, according to the Tzlach, and I eat downstairs my piece of cake, it's b'di'evet. Oh, man. Erev Yom Kippur. I almost have to start another al-chet. So I keep it to look at b'di'evet. I have enough b'chatoi before this, Rabbi Yosef. So the Tosis Rid, who was born before the Tzlach, says something which makes me very happy, although I have to concede that in the words of the Gemara, I wouldn't have said it, but listen, we hold on for dear life to the Rid's Kapata, because according to him, that it saves us from saying the Tzlach Sertz. Tosis Rid is found here, page inside the Gemara, and we have to stop in another minute. Just give me one more minute to read the Rid, and then we'll have to stop. Tomorrow, among other things, I have to see Rabbi Moshe's Tshuvas. All about these in Yom. All those things, all about this. What I asked you to see part of the Tshuvas. If you saw it, you see Dvarim Nifloim and Mesukim. And we'll see tomorrow. I don't think we pass like him at all. But it doesn't matter. Dvarim Mesukim Ma'od. Okay. Here is the Tosas Rid. Listen to his lush. Tosas Rid says like this. Here we go. Listen carefully. V'chein Shmuel have a mekadesh. Listen to now. Meigro le'ara. What's the case? Kegon davi boy le'mechle be'igro. Originally wanted it on the roof. V'kodesh v'i'akro le'shraga v'nochas le'mechle be'ara b'mokom davi shraga v'lo tomi to be'igro. Hocham b'ayaskinon. Where the candle blew out. That's the case. What's wrong? What bothers me a little bit? Two words bother me a little bit. Correctly. Zimnin Sagin. How many times did the candle blow out? I guess it was windy up there on the roof. Every other week it blew out. I mean, you know, not every other week, but you know, I guess they put up the candle and maybe 9 out of 10 it lasted, and 1 out of 10, which totaled over years, is Zimnin Sagin. Look, I have the Rid on my side. He's a Rishon. Rabbi said, a Rishon. A Rishon. That's, you know, that's Meiridik. I mean, a Rishon. Rabbi Moshe didn't imagine any of this, and he didn't like any of the Tzlach. And he had his own Mahalach, which is along the lines of the Sar Mikutzi. Although it seems to me, if you bet on the Sar Mikutzi, you're going to lose La Halacha, so we don't posit the Sar Mikutzi. But that's for tomorrow's Shiur. At 10 o'clock tomorrow, we'll resume our final Shiur on Yidin Yonah, Vesiyad and Shemai. Okay.